knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Dean, Dean. Ryan Noonan, I think we made something happen.
You jinxed it, Wendy.
We were talking about, we have a new studio that we've moved into, and there are some times that these remote controllers are not working properly.
It's very technical. I don't understand. I know which buttons to push, as do you, and sometimes you push those buttons and what's supposed to happen doesn't happen.
But I'm going to press this button, and Dean Richards is going to happen.
Fingers are crossed.
All I know.
Hey, it's Dean. Hi, Dean.
That I am shocked to hear we have a new studio. You would never guess that by listening on the air.
Nope.
Listen, everything has been flawless, and sometimes Orion is there, and sometimes he's not. And all I want people to know is if it's not my fault, if you look at the camera, I always put my hands up like, it isn't right. Me.
Yeah, with a special one-finger salute.
No.
Well, Orion's very elusive.
It doesn't work.
Dean,
I don't feel like talking about pork bellies right now.
Dean, you're on Orion's pot right now, and that sounds funny.
Wow.
Well, you know,
everybody has a side hustle
at the sandwich fair this weekend.
Wow, I'm not getting involved in this.
I know, I'm not either.
That's a honor tribute to Orion. You know, he let me do you know, back in the day when we had the noon show, Orion and Max's noon show.
Yes.
I got to do it once.
Did you really?
Yeah, they both were unavailable, and I had to actually go to the Sandwich County Fair and do the farm show.
Did you milk something while you were there?
I milked the whole hour.
Bravo.
That I did.
See, that's fun to me to go to Old Americana.
That's terrific.
It was great.
I love fairs.
And, you know, the people thought it was hilarious that the least agricultural person on WGN. And, you know, I had come to work that day. I had, like, you know, like white linen pants on.
That's what they wear to the fair.
Dressed for the city. I didn't know I was going. And I got a phone call at the last minute. It's like, do you know where Sandwich, Illinois is? I said, yeah, sort of. Well, that's where you're going. Get in your car and start going there right now.
Wow.
You're doing the noon show. So, you know, I'm all dressed up for, you know.
Resort.
A B&B in Saugatuck.
Yeah.
Now you're knee-high in cow, whatever.
It was fun, though. Famous pork chop sandwiches there.
Ooh.
Barbecue right. Pork chop sandwiches.
It's almost lunchtime. This is getting now
amazing.
Hopefully there wasn't a bone in it.
No, there was.
All right, because that worries me. When I hear pork chop, I think of a bone
in.
Well,
over on Maxwell Street, there's bone in pork chop sandwiches.
Why?
Because that's how they make them. They just grill up the pork chop, throw it on the bun.
Yeah, but you can't eat a bone.
Well, you eat at your own risk.
McDonald's people have figured out this conundrum.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's why
fake ribs.
That's why they're famous bazillionaires.
That's right. Well, no, there was no bone in it. I think they either they take it out before they put it on a sandwich. But man, it's like on white bread.
Oh, nice soft white bread.
Soft white bread, and oh, I may drive out there after our broadcast.
Yeah, really. I get off in about 15 minutes. Dean. Yeah, let's go. We're out to sandwich. Wendy, you can come too, but we might. What if there's a rural crime that you need to stop?
I know,
that'll
I've
throw
been
us
fighting
all off.
Crime. I love pork. I think pork does not get enough. I'm serious.
Attention, Nick.
No,
attention.
Shut up.
Pork.
But
pork
isn't
doesn't get enough attention.
Sometimes a good pork chop is better than a steak to me.
It's the other white meat.
I know, but that went away. Where's that campaign?
It lives in Dean's heart, obviously. So he's ready.
Here's a little pork fun fact for you. Pork tenderloin, which is one of my favorite things to cook on the grill, less fat than a chicken breast.
Is that right?
Yep.
Less flavor, too.
No, good pork tenderloin is delicious.
Really? I've never made that. That is the
You've
one thing I've never
pork
grilled.
Tenderloin?
No.
Oh, Wendy.
I go for the big bone-in pork chops, sometimes butterfly.
Those can be a little dry, these pork tenderloins. I mean, sometimes I cut them up and I cook them like medallions. Almost all the time, I salt, pepper, oregano, a little lemon juice on them, Greek style.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I use a dry rub like I do for ribs and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
They're fantastic with barbecue sauce. Here's
I cooked
it recently, salt and pepper. You cook it slow. I cooked it whole. And then right at the end, before I took it off, like you would put barbecue sauce on, I put on orange marmalade on it. But you got to put it on right at the end.
Tasty.
Because it'll burn up. But the orange and the pepper that you've put on it and the delicious pork, It's a fantastic combination right there.
And Wendy, here's an easy one for you. If you want to delve into pork tenderloin, but you're afraid to put it on the grill, they make a season in the bag. So it's like a McCormick or whatever. You open the bag, you put the pork tenderloins in there, you sprinkle the seasoning on there, you bake it. The juices all stay in the bag. So you pull the pork tenderloins out, you get it. The au jus is right there. And I get to say
fancy.
It again.
You're a fancy talker.
I'm very fancy, Dean. You know that about me. I'm continental.
All right, now I want to try and grill a pork tenderloin. How I make pork chops is just a little olive oil, garlic, and salt and pepper.
Delicious.
I could do that on a pork tenderloin?
Absolutely.
Sure you can.
How
Absolutely.
Do I know when it's done? The meat thermometer?
Mm-hmm.
Meat thermometer is the best way. The only thing with the pork tenderloin, when you take it, usually it's like in a little bag because it leaks all over the place. There's like a silver sort of a membrane, it looks like
a
that.
Shrimp.
Like
main?
On the back of ribs.
Yeah, it's
oh,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the back of ribs. I slice that off because that could be a little chewy when you're done. But I cut it off ahead of time before I cook.
Yeah.
Melts in your mouth.
Delicious.
Low fat, healthy, and delicious.
Wow.
Not low fat when you serve it with au gratin potatoes, which, boy, right. that would be good.
Well,
or
sure.
In my case, where you eat the entire tenderloin yourself.
Wow. Anybody else starving now? All
I know.
Of a sudden?
That's all I want is pork.
Good. What are you people going to eat?
Somebody just sent a tequila lime pork tenderloin recipe for us.
Fantastic.
All right,
wow.
I gotta copy that. I'll share it with
Look
you, Dean.
This little cooking corner this has turned into.
You know where we can't bring a pork tenderloin, though, Dean? Unfortunately, to the movies. This week, I can't go in to see
Speak
Uncle
for yourself,
Drew.
Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Speak for yourself.
You have private screening, so you can bring in whatever you want.
If you ever look carefully in my popcorn bucket, you'll see that I often will bring, as Wendy says, pork doesn't get enough attention.
No, it does not.
We're going to take a break.
Like
and
the
we're
famous
gonna...
scene in Diner. But we'll move on
yeah,
to something
Yeah, that's what
else.
I was thinking of, you know, when yeah. he said he's putting
sure,
his pork tenderloin in a popcorn box.
Pork is in his popcorn.
we'll talk about the movies that are opening.
That's why nobody sits next to me.
No, I don't want another handful, Dean.
I am always late to the party with movies because I don't see movies that often, but I just want to...
This movie, Black Panther, I highly recommend
that
it
I saw,
I
and I loved it.
Gone with the Wind, phenomenal.
I just finally saw The Disaster Artist, and oh. I just want to tell you that I enjoyed it, but I was able to see an illegal copy of The Room first,
okay.
and I feel if I didn't see The Room first, I wouldn't have liked The Disaster Artist as much. Your thoughts?
Probably. That's probably fair. Because you understood better
of Tommy Wiseau.
How awful the
right,
room
the,
was.
The guy the movie Disaster Artist is based on the guy who is considered to be one of the worst filmmakers of all time. And this movie that he made called The Room, which is it's so bad, it's kind of fantastic.
It's so bad you can't stop watching it.
You cannot take your eyes off it. It's so horrible. And James Franco plays this guy, Tommy, in the movie and does a brilliant job.
Yeah.
Probably
mm-hmm.
would have been nominated for an Oscar for his role had the sexual allegation charges not been leveled against him just before the nominations came out. Because he was fantastic in the movie, as was his brother,
yep.
Dave Franco, who plays a major role in that movie also. Disaster Artist was a great, really good movie.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I want to know
glad
who...
to hear you're only a year behind.
I know, but at least I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I want to know who the family orthodontist is for the Franco boys, because they both have really amazing teeth.
Really?
I just want to say that.
They very do. They do. I'll look into that.
Could be All genetics, right. too.
Could be. All right, we'll take a quick break. Dean Richards is with us. A little rough start, but he's here. And we are going to talk about what's opening this weekend next. It's Brian Noonan in for Bill Leff, and I'm Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. Sorry, Jasmine. I think we read that later. I might have given you something to read at a later date.
Well, I've already read it myself.
No, on the
so,
air.
Oh, I got to read it on the air? I thought you were giving me something and you were going to test me.
Dean Richards is on with us right now. Dean, so a couple of movies that are opening this weekend. One I hadn't heard of, and one I didn't see the first movie, so I should probably see that before the sequel.
Yeah, it probably makes sense. You're talking about Sicario?
Mm-hmm. Day of the Soldado.
Say Day of the Soldado.
Boy, does that look good.
It does.
It is, you are on the edge of your seat during this movie. It is amazingly intense. It reunites Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro, who starred in the original. And I was about to sneeze.
And you all right?
There may be a sneeze somewhere in the way.
Look at a light. If you look at a light, you will sneeze.
Really?
That's what they tell you.
If I will sneeze?
That's what who tells you?
Yes, if you're feeling the tickle that you're about to sneeze, you're supposed to look at a light, and for some reason, it helps bring on the sneeze.
Because you blind yourself, and then you...
I don't know what it is, but your eyes and nose and ears...
It did work.
Wow.
Did you sneeze?
No, I didn't sneeze. It went away.
Oh. Well, no, if you look at a light, you're supposed to sneeze.
Oh, it's supposed to make you sneeze?
Yes, yes.
Story of my life, opposite of whatever.
Fake news, Wendy. Fake, fake.
It worked.
Well, maybe I got it reversed. I don't know.
Dr. Snyder, I have another question. anyway, Sicario, Day of the Soldado, is Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro. They started in the first one from 2015, which was mostly about Mexican drug cartels. This one takes these two guys who are... do anything to get your job done, government operatives, back working with drug cartels again, but to start a war between drug cartels because they're trying to stop illegal immigration, people coming over the border, and terrorism that is related to that. This movie could not be ripped out of the front pages more. The timing on this is... phenomenal with all of the talk about immigration and open borders and, you know, people sneaking over the border. This movie delves into that. But it's Brolin and Del Toro that are fighting against it. And this movie is ultra violent and it's super intense. There are times when a lot of people are going to look away because it's...
really?
You know, it probably depicts the... utter brutality of fighting drug cartels and drug cartels fighting other cartels and also the authorities and the stop at nothing methods that they use to get things done. But in this movie, all related to terrorism as well. Del Toro and Josh Brolin are amazing. All of the performances are amazing. This movie is shot beautifully. I give it a Dean's List B+, but
nice.
Be ready. It is intense. It's very, very intense.
And Brolin is everywhere this summer.
Right.
This is like his renaissance.
There are actually, I checked, two movies that Josh Brolin has not been in this year.
Is that right? All right. That makes sense. I'm trying to, and one of them is the other one you're going to talk about in a minute. But real quick, Tyler Sheridan wrote this when he wrote the original Sicario. He's like rewriting the old West, but in a new way. Would you agree or disagree on that?
I mean, it's, you know, in a way it is, you know, sort of a new West cowboy movie, I guess you might say. It's not a Western in any way, but it's of that genre, and you know, I guess you could say the basic principles that we used to see in old-fashioned Westerns, we do see in these kinds of movies. Brolin, of course, was in Avengers. He was Thanos, the villain in Avengers. He was in Deadpool 2.
Cable.
Also in Deadpool 2 as Cable, and now this one as well. So, he's been super, super busy.
All right, I'm dying to know what you think of Uncle Drew.
Well, did you give it your rating?
Gave it a B+.
B+.
Yeah, Dean's List B+ on that one. I enjoyed it. So now we have this movie, Uncle Drew. Is that what you were going to ask me about?
Yes, because I'm seeing, you know, I see the cast on all the shows. They're talking about it. And I see the previews and the trailers, and I'm like, it looks amusing. I don't think I'd sit 80 minutes through it, but the trailers look amusing. And then I think, well, that's got to be the best part of it.
I went into seeing Uncle Drew the same way. That there's no way I'm going to be able to tolerate this movie because, you know, I know that these are all NBA All-Stars that are in this movie and that it's going to be very distracting to see them all. The premise of the movie is this. There is kind of a street tournament that's going on in which one of the coaches, Lil Rel Howery, who is a Chicago stand-up comedian, he was the TSA agent in the movie Get Out. He is, like, you know, one of the hottest comedian actors right now because of his role in that Academy Award-winning movie. He and Tiffany Haddish who is, you know, the it girl in comedy right now.
It's pretty funny.
They are the two comedic stars of this movie, and he needs to get new players for his team. Circumstances happen where he needs to get some new players, and everybody is talking about this legend, Uncle Drew, you know, a former basketball superstar. But now he's older, but he still's got his moves. He finds Uncle Drew, and Uncle talks him into, you know, being part of this tournament, but only if he can round up the rest of his boys, the guys that he used to play with together. And, of course, they're all senior citizens, and they're, you know, some are in wheelchairs, and some are one of the character that Indiana Pacers great Reggie Miller plays is very visually handicapped in the film. They all have something, and they all get together. And when they get on the court, they've got their magic, and they are these NBA All-Stars. They get on the basketball court with all these young bloods who, you know, see these seniors coming on the court and think, you know, what are you old-timers doing here? What are you going to do? And they think they're going to run circles around them. And instead, the seniors run circles around the young bloods. This movie is plenty funny. I laughed out loud many times in this movie, but even though you know it's prosthetics, even though you know it's makeup, even though you know that it's Nate Robinson and Kyrie Irving and Lisa Shaq. Leslie from the WNBA and Shaquille O'Neal, and I'm forgetting, did I say Nate Robinson? I can't remember, but he's, you know, even though you know it's all these guys in makeup, it's fun to watch them. It's fun to see these guys slamming these young bloods. It actually winds up being kind of a sweet movie also about ageism. I don't want to, like, turn this into too serious. It's a comedy.
Wow.
But it's also about, you know, not taking for granted our seniors and the wisdom of seniors, listening to the wisdom of our seniors.
That's sweet.
It's a little bit sweet and profound at the same time. I wound up with the biggest smile on my face after I saw this movie.
What'd you give it?
I gave it also a Dean's List B+.
Wow.
Look at that.
There's a surprise.
Two good movies to see
up.
Over the
and,
weekend.
And I'm also wearing senior citizen makeup. Now I've been inspired by them. So I am also wearing senior citizen makeup now, to which one of my coworkers said, I can't tell the difference.
Oh,
come on, Uncle Dean.
Hey, thanks for the pork tenderloin recipe. I'll let you know next week how that turned out.
Recipes with Dean. Happy
I like
now.
It. Thank
See
you
Dean.
So much.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, so we are going to wrap things up. I'll thank you later.
Yeah,
but
don't worry about it.
Brian Noonan's been sitting in for Bill Left today. Frank Fontana will be in with me tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what's coming up in the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand. That's next, 720 WGN.